The following message is presented by First Baptist Church in Manny, Louisiana. For more information, go to the website www.fbcmany.org. Now the message.
This morning, we're going to talk about something that a lot of times we don't want to talk about. A lot of Christians don't want to talk about this part of our faith, and that's the enemy that we have to face. We find ourselves in the middle of a battle every day. We're in the middle of a war. And if we're going to go to battle, if we're going to be at war with somebody, it's a good thing for us to know a little bit about who we're facing, who we're fighting. As a coach, when we would go to certain games, I would scout the other team, try to figure out what kind of pitches the pitcher liked to throw, and what the batter's tendencies they would have, so we could pitch against those batters. Well, we're talking about a war and a battle that goes way beyond some ball game. We're talking about the spiritual realm. And we need to know who we're fighting. We need to know our enemy. A lot of times, Christians, we don't take our enemy seriously, because we don't know enough about them. We don't know enough, and we don't really want to know. But Satan is our enemy. And Satan is a master of disguise. He hides in some of the most unbelievable places. He will find himself hidden in the middle of religion. In fact, that's one of his favorite places to hide out. He will find Satan, we will find him in our education system, what the world is teaching our children, in art, music, entertainment. Satan is right there in that. Psychology, just our human understanding, the way we think. In fact, 1 John 5:19 says the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. The whole world. We better understand that our enemy Satan is not someone, someplace, stoking a hot furnace. But he lives among us. Job 2:2. God asked Satan, "Where have you come from?" And Satan responds, "From roaming throughout the earth, going back and forth." Satan is among us. He's going about doing his thing here on earth. Ephesians 6:12, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." In that verse, five different times the word "against" is used. We are in a battle, and we are against someone, and someone is coming against us. And we need to understand that. Too many Christians are passive in this battle. We're just not doing anything. We're just sitting on the sideline. But this is not some ball game that we can lose and forget about in a couple of weeks. This is a battle for life and death. It's against the devil and his angels. And we need to understand that. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord against the power. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Paul is writing to us. He says, brethren. He's talking about other Christians. This battle is not just for preachers and teachers of the word. This is for Christians. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong. This is to each one of us, every Christian around the world. He calls us to be strong because we're in a fight. And then he goes on in the next verse, verse 11, and he names the enemy. Paul says, the devil. And then in verse 16, he uses another name, the wicked one. We are fighting against an enemy of our souls, the devil, and all his strategies, his game plan. And there's some things that we need to know about him. First of all, who is he? Where did he come from? How did he become the devil? His original name was Lucifer, which means shining one, morning star, or the son of the morning. Isaiah 14, verse 12. O you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. Ezekiel describes Satan before his fall as a holy angel, both wise and beautiful, in Ezekiel 28, 14 and 15. You were the anointed cherub who covers. I established you. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked back and forth in the midst of the fiery stones. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created until iniquity was found in you. So what happened to Lucifer? Where did this iniquity come from? He was perfect. He was the morning star. Isaiah 14, read verse 12 again, and then 13 and 14. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. You who are cut down to the ground, you who wrecked the nations. You have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation, on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Satan made a choice in his heart. He decided that he wanted to be like God. Pride entered Satan. Pride. And as soon as that thought, as soon as pride entered his mind and those thoughts ran across his heart, Satan was cast out of heaven, down to the earth, and ultimately will be cast into hell. Now, what does it say about angels? Because Satan was Lucifer, the son of the morning. He was an angel. I believe that if you take this verse, the scripture and everything, that angels are given free choice, just like you and I are given free choice, because he chose to put himself, or think that he could put himself, above God. And then we see in Revelation 12 that it wasn't just him, but a third of the angels followed him and were cast out of heaven. So Satan, in his own heart, determined to lift himself up, to make himself more important than God. So the first sin ever committed in the universe was a sin of pride. So that's who Satan is, and that's how he became Satan. But what about positions that he holds? The Bible says that Satan is the prince of this world. John 12:31. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. John 14:30. For the prince of this world is coming. Ephesians 2:2. The prince of the power of the air and the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. So, Satan is the prince of this world. He holds that position. He is in charge of evil men. He also says that he's the prince of the power of the air. As prince of the power of the air, Satan is in charge of evil spirits. He's in charge of the demons, the once angels, the third that got cast out. Satan is the architect of evil. Everything bad that happens, evil that happens, Satan designs it and creates it. God may allow these things to happen, but we're going to find out about Satan's power here in a minute. But Satan is a prince, and he is a ruler. First John 5:19, we read this a while ago. The whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. So Satan does have power to rule over things. This world, you see what this world is characterized by. These are characteristics that Satan pushes. Greed, selfish ambition, pride, lust for power. The world is dominated by hatred, lies, aggression, and brutality. There are things that we see every day, different characteristics that we see in individuals, that we see in this world, that are Satan-designed characteristics. Satan is the father of it all. He is a ruler over evil in this world. Then, of course, Satan has power. And we need to know that Satan has power. In 2 Thessalonians 2:9, the works of Satan come with all power, signs, and lying wonders. Satan has power, and we don't need to underestimate him. We don't need to underestimate our enemy. When we go into battle, we need to know who we're facing. But don't think that he has the power or is as powerful or equal to Almighty God. God is all-knowing. God is all-powerful. Satan will never be this. He will never be all-knowing. He will never be all-powerful. And he is no match for God. 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Satan does have power, but his power does not match God's power. And we need to understand that. We need to understand that Satan has power, but that God's power is greater. So we see who Satan was. We see the positions that he holds. We see that he does have power. But what about his plan? What about his plan in the battle? What about his plan to attack you and your family, to attack this church, to attack Christians? We need to know what his strategy is. So let's look at that. First of all, we know that Satan is a great deceiver. John 8:44. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of all lies. Satan is a liar. He is a great deceiver. Revelation 12:9 says that Satan deceives the whole world. He is a liar. One of Satan's greatest powers and greatest plans and strategies is to deceive. He wants to deceive you. He wants to distract you. If he can distract you from God's plan and what God wants you to be doing, then he achieves that. And then he wants to put doubt in your mind. He wants you to doubt what God is doing and what God wants you to do, what God wants for your family, what God promises for the future. Satan wants to put doubt in our minds. That all started back in the garden when he said to Eve, did God really say you shouldn't eat from that tree? He was lying and trying to put doubt in Eve's mind and in Adam later. Secondly, Satan is a great divider. The first thing that Satan did after he fell from heaven was to divide the angels. He took a third of the angels with him, and they were cast down to the earth. Satan wants to divide. He wants to put separation between you and God. He wants to put separation between you and your family, your friends, and your church. Satan wants to put conflict in relationships so that he can divide and conquer. Third, Satan wants to destroy or to devour. 1 Peter 5:8. The devil walks around like a roaring lion looking for whom he may devour. Satan wants to destroy you, to devour you, to consume you. He wants to destroy your influence. He wants to destroy your message, your words. He wants to destroy your effectiveness. He wants to destroy your family. He wants to destroy God's family, the church. His desire is to destroy. And that's why we have to fight. Ephesians 6:10 again says, be strong in the Lord and in his power, in his might. Too many Christians get discouraged because we are out there trying to solve these problems on our own, in our own power. We want to fix things, especially us men. Us men have built inside of us that we want to fix whatever our problems may be. We want to defend. We want to stand up and show how strong we are. But that's not what God tells us to do. He says to be strong in the Lord and in his power of his might. And then the next verse is where Ephesians 6:11, it says, put on the armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. But we must rely on God's power. We can't rely on our own in this battle. You and I are not strong enough. Satan is much more powerful than you and I. But Satan has no chance to stand against God in us. As Christians, God is with us. And that is where our power must come, not from what we think we can do. Satan is seeking to deceive us, to distract us, to put doubt in our minds. He's seeking to divide us, to destroy and devour us. We need the power of God in this battle. We need the power of God to wage war the way we need to wage war. There are so many things that Satan's out there doing. So many different schemes and strategies that a lot of times we don't even see that it's a scheme or a strategy of the devil, because he disguises himself in so many things. Heard a sermon once, and a pastor was telling a story. He said Satan was talking with his demons. It was a demon convention. He was talking with his demons, and they were talking about the game plan. They were talking about the battle strategy. And Satan said, listen here, as long as Christians stay close to God, we have no power over them. So here's what we're going to do to get them away from God. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to keep them busy with non-essentials. We're going to tempt them to overspend so that they find themselves in debt. We're going to make them work long hours so they can keep up their lifestyle that they want. We're going to discourage them from spending time with their family. We're going to overstimulate their minds with the TV, the computer, on that phone. They won't have time to hear God. They won't have time to spend in God's Word. We're going to flood their minds with the idea of wealth. Keep them occupied on material things. We're going to fool them into focusing on outward appearance. That way they won't be satisfied. They'll be dissatisfied with themselves and with their mates. We're going to make sure that couples are too exhausted and busy for physical intimacy. That way they'll be tempted to look elsewhere. We're going to emphasize Santa and the Easter Bunny. We can divert them from the real meaning of the holidays. We're going to involve them in good causes so they won't have time for eternal causes. And we're going to make them self-sufficient. Keep them working in their own strength so they'll never know the joy of God's power working through them. We have to understand that we're in a battle. We have to understand that we're at war. And we need to know how Satan works. We need to know the strategies that Satan tries to use on us. And children of God, it's time that we became the army of God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for loving us. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the power that we have in us. It's you. Your power is in us. And Lord, as we face battle every day for our souls and for our family souls and everybody around us, I pray that we would seek to war in your power. We would turn to you for wisdom and strength. Lord, if there's somebody here today that needs to make a decision, I pray that today would be the day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The preceding message was presented by First Baptist Church in Manny, Louisiana. For more information about a relationship with Jesus Christ or about the church, including contact information, go to the website www.fbcmany.org. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.